Well, well, falder of the reached goo radio dwelly. And you?
Hammy am horse three, a sinyalan skiahanach. Aparusuk of Elenthurus in a big corthoro.
Welcome to Radio Dwelly. Today, as I've just told you in Gaelic, I'm in Portree on the Isle of Skye. I'm really enjoying your trip around the Highlands and Islands. This time on Radio Dwelly, I'm speaking to the grand old man of our trip, Shenet. Cymru hau, and you?
Hak y dael, Dwelly. Hak y dael. Cymru hau hein.
Hak yma, tapalat.
Gleifa.
Je yn thenyn ma horst.
Eh? She Shenet yn thenyn ma horam.
Good. You have been listening.
Je hatol.
Oh, you really have been listening. Vamig yma trang.
I don't know that one, Dwelly. How mi dwlych?
It means I've been busy. I've been sorting out your challenges for this month.
Indeed. And a very good challenge it was, too. But we made a cracking film, Dwelly.
Yes, it might not have won any prizes, but it certainly caused a few cracks in the window panes of Portree. What with Brochan howling like that, not to mention in Dwelly's head when Morag froze and landed on top of him.
Yes, Morag's not big, but I think Dwelly felt that. I shouldn't have laughed, but it was funny.
And how do you feel you're getting on with your Gaelic?
Gleifa. I think it's coming on nicely.
You're certainly making a big effort.
Well, I want Munro Jr. to learn about his background, and Gaelic was a big part of that. Not so long ago, the whole family was Gaelic-speaking, but we lost our way a wee bit. Not like me in the hills, mind you. Oh, no, I've been guiding the others up and down the Coolins and Ben Nevis the month before that.
You've no lack of energy, then?
No, fit as a fiddle. We need to work on Morag a bit, though. I think her feet were giving her a wee bit of trouble.
And how about Munro Jr. and Melody?
Munro hates it when I tease him, especially in front of Melody. I keep saying, I've got two puppy dogs on this trip now. Him and Brochan.
Poor Melody, having Munro hanging on her every word like that.
Ach, I think she's quite happy with the attention. It keeps her entertained. And they get on fine, liking the same sort of musical racket and going off climbing.
Well, from climbing to another sporting pursuit, I've organised another adventure for you all next month, up in Thurso. Lots of surfing!
Oh, this newfangled adventure sports nonsense. Of course, I've got plenty life left in me yet, so I'll give the surfing a go. But I prefer a good hill any day.
Shinuhain.
Oh, I think I need some exercise to get ready for it. I'm off to hike up Scud Alistair again. Fémi mi fallav. Hí mi arístu.
Gleifa. Marshin lat.
Marshin let, Dwelly.